from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why I went to Will Smith there, but Kenny Wardell, big baseball guy, was talking to us about the Giants, and he went to two games over the weekend, including the Blake Snell start. And it's good. Maybe it's too little too late. Maybe it is. But you see who Blake Snell is.
Oh, he's
I think
stud.
Giants fans in the first half of the season was like, oh, he's overrated or whatnot. No, this guy's legit. This guy is a baller.
Well, let's also recognize two good starts. One of those two is great. It was
right.
A great start.
Right.
Doesn't make you a great pitcher for this year.
No. This year's been a massive disappointment
yes.
for Blake Snell. There's no.
But it was a great step forward.
It's a great step forward. But this guy, again, we've been discussing this, and I said, Giants fans, you need to be patient with this guy, considering what has happened with him. You look at his ERA lifetime
mm-hmm.
in July, August, and September, and I think this is important, Giants fans. Lifetime in July, 2.49 ERA, all right? 1.31 whip, all right? Lifetime in August, 2.60 ERA, 1.105 whip, all right? Lifetime in September / October, 2.25 ERA, 1.03 whip. This guy gets better and better when it's money time. And so when it's money time right now for the Giants, as you look at what they're doing right now, I know more than Jordan Poole, man, wow. Blast from the past. Blake Snell is a good pitcher, but the thing is, what Farhan said last week is, you know, the players are going to dictate the direction I go. If they don't get their act right, I'm basically going to sell everybody off. Well, the Giants right now, three back of the wild card. And I'm just sure some cynic out there is like, well, they're going to kind of pull four different teams. If you just handle your business and win games, you will get into that wild card spot, right? The Mets are up there 49-46. You got the Diamondbacks, you got the Padres, you got the Pirates. It is what it is. Some Giant fan out there said, hey, we're only three back of the wild card. Well, if you get on a run here, and I got Logan Webb and Blake Snell as my top two guys, then I get Robbie Ray in here. Maybe I'm setting the bar too high for Robbie Ray, but I'm feeling good about mm-hmm, Robbie Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden I'm saying to myself, I got three top-of-the-line starters who can give me at least six innings a start.
Yeah, so you're really hyper-focused on making a playoff run.
Listen, I'm hyper-focused because I think if I'm looking at it from Farhan's standpoint, there's no way he survives if they don't make the playoffs, right? There's no way Greg Johnson and his organization can bring back Farhan Zaidi back if they miss the playoffs.
They gave him an extension. I don't know. I really
don't even know what the extension is.
I don't either.
Do you know the details?
I don't.
Two more years after this year.
So I'm so emotionally detached from a quote-unquote playoff run. Not that I don't want a playoff run. Like I'm here for that. I definitely. I'm more about big picture. And maybe I'm zooming too far out, B. But I'm looking at like, you want to know what the biggest development of the first half was?
Ramos.
Had nothing to do with their record at all. Hell yeah, it was Elliot Ramos. Yeah. Elliot Ramos has been one of the best Giants rookies
yeah.
since Buster Posey, number one. And number two, he came out of nowhere, right? And I don't really care about right. whether it was in Farhan's master plan or not. When Brock Purdy became the guy, this is the way I view it. You get credit when you pivot and then you, okay, now we're empowering. Pivot and empower, right? So yeah. to me, sometimes sports things happen. You think this guy's going to be good. He's not. Then that guy ends up being good. Do you foolishly go back to the weaker player because of maybe, you know, draft selection or nepotism or whatever the reasoning being? Or do you pivot? I think they deserve credit for pivoting to Ramos.
They do. They do. Here's my thing. This is why I'm hyper-focused on a playoff, Shasky. Because for the last 3 years, where Lubman says, hey, their record is 207 and 214 since the start of 2022. Every time we've done this show, talking about the Giants, mm-hmm. whether it's 2022, 2023, or right now, we've been talking long-term forever.
I know.
Kyle Harrison, oh, wait till he comes up. Marco Luciano, wait till he comes up. Oh, Luis Matos Ramos, wait till they come up. Patrick Bailey, 100%, wait till they come up. Well, I'm tired of waiting.
Yeah, but I'm tired of Ramos.
Finally. And I don't care how the process works.
Yeah.
Because Dave Lee got hurt to open the door for Draymond Green. We see this in football all the time. Guys get hurt. You take advantage of your opportunity and you go on and move on and you don't look back. So Ramos he's become an all-star and he hasn't looked back at all.
I think he's the best player.
Best player by far.
Of the everyday players.
Patrick Bailey's got an argument
too. Although you could say Chapman.
You could say Patrick Bailey. I like Patrick Bailey, what he's done here.
I do too.
But I'm tired of looking long-term, saying, what's the long-term picture? I don't have time to wait anymore on Farhan's ID. Well, and when you come out there and when you say what you said last week, talking about we're going to have to sell if we don't start playing better. And then pivot off of what you told Susan Slusser a couple months ago, saying, stakes are high. We got to get to the playoffs. And then when we get Flem on, hey, Flem, does the expectation change now that we're playing the young guys? Nope. We got to go to the playoffs. I need playoffs, Shasky. I'm tired of watching this team
flame
out after 162. I'll worry about the offseason when the offseason comes around. For this team right now, I need them to get healthy, and I need them to make a damn run at this game.
But I'm looking at this team, and I'm like, Chapman, Soler, Wilmer Flores, Lamont Wade Jr., you know, Conforto. All of these guys are like short-timers with the Giants. I'm looking big picture.
Last 3 years, Shasky.
I don't want to sound like the regular season is irrelevant. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, when as a Giants fan, we've been waiting so long for a run, right? And when I mean a run, I mean like a young core that we can build and move forward with. And right now, I'm just saying, I think even though it's only been 60 games, okay, I think Ramos is a part of that. Check. That's one of eight guys, everyday players.
Patrick Bailey?
I think Patrick Bailey is a part of that.
Okay, cool.
Check. That's two of eight players. That's a quarter of my everyday team that I know next year is a part of something and can have a four-year window, let's just say. A 3-4-year window. Let's just go from there, right? Like Chapman, I want Chapman to be here for the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stick around.
I think
he's one of their best players.
Is that the worst thing in the world, though, if some of these guys opt out and free up some of this money? Because Soler signed for 3 years, correct?
Yeah, I don't think there's any opt out.
No, it's not a great deal at all. Not a great deal at all right now.
But for every Soler, and believe me, that's not a great signing. Chapman is a good signing.
He is a good signing.
Chapman's been a really good player.
Chapman's been fine.
You know, and then so what I'm saying is, like, I'm taking the long approach. Jung-Hoo Lee to the side, because I don't know what the heck to make of it. Played 37 games. I don't know what to make of Jung-Hoo Lee.
And it wasn't pretty.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you it wasn't pretty.
But I'm like, Ramos, player. Okay. Outfielder, homegrown. It came in a weird way. He's here. He's been awesome. Bailey, behind the plate. The most important thing when you're building a team, you got to have a catcher. Show me a great dynasty in baseball. And I'm not saying that the Giants are a dynasty, but they all had a great catcher. Veritek, Posada, Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, Buster Posey, Yadier Molina. Like, just go through the history of the game. You got to have a great catcher. It's no doubt about it. Well, they got catcher, and they got an outfielder. Now, we're a long way away, but I can see the makings of a team.
You're talking about long-term here. I got a question for Giants fans then. 888-957-9570. If you're concerned about the long-term, give us a call right now. Or do you want to see this team go all in on a playoff run right now? See, because I'm tired of waiting, Shasky. Tomorrow's not promised. What Shanahan say a couple years ago? I mean, might not be alive on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
He's not wrong at all.
So, you know what I'm saying? So
possibly.
It's possible, right? But all I'm saying is I can't wait for 2025. I can't wait for 2026. I need to now. And right now, this league is vulnerable. The Braves, They're selling themselves right now.
Nobody They've has lost pitching.
They've lost pitching. Yeah. They lost Ronald Acuna Jr. The Cardinals, they're okay. They're okay.
Nobody believes in them.
Exactly. The Mets, do you really believe in the Mets?
They've been pretty hot.
They've been hot. But do you believe in them?
No.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, you have to give them credit because they went on a run last year and they made the World Series. And their guys are starting to get hot and get rolling.
Well, and they had six or seven key injuries.
Right.
You know, to the pitching staff in particular.
San Diego, 50-49. They're inconsistent too.
I know.
And we know the Padres flame out. So this league right now in the National League, when I look at the Giants, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I got Blake Snell pitching now. Blake Snell's looking like the Blake Snell I signed. $30 million, whatever it is, it's been a total bust. But you know what? The guy can redeem himself with a great second half of the season. And so far, he's on the right track, having two monster starts this past week. I think these are important for Blake Snell. Now he goes into break, catches his breath, throws on the side. He's going to be ready to roll in Colorado. I got Logan Webb coming off that disastrous start against the Toronto Blue Jays. You already know Logan Webb's going to bounce
back. He's gassed.
He's gassed. He needs a break.
He's carried this entire pitching staff all year.
So what I'm saying is, Shasky, I don't care if he did sign an extension. How many coaches and GMs sign extensions? And again, hell, Monty Williams, I know it's a different sport.
Yeah.
Monty Williams got fired after, what was that, one year. He's getting paid $65 million. Crazy, right? So Farhan can go. If I'm Farhan Zaidi, I can't wait for 2025.
But if I'm running the team, like let's say I'm the ownership, I'm saying like, look, I know it's been ugly, all right, in terms of like marketing the team and whatnot. You got Ramos. I can't believe I'm here, by the way. I can't believe I'm over here like defending this, but it's the truth. I'm watching the Futures game yesterday. I got Ramos. I got Bailey. These are all my big league club. And I got this Futures game going on. I don't know if people paid attention. Bryce Eldridge, who was just drafted, okay, 19 years old, batted cleanup for the National League. Now, he went 1-for-2 in the game. He's a stud. He is flying through the minors. He will be here. I don't know when. I know you're going to say, Joe, this isn't 2026. He's going to come up. Like their farm is turning it around a little. I'm seeing some fruit on the trees. As critical as I've been, I can kind of see where this thing's going. Do I love the overall job that he's done?
Yeah.
No. But do I think that making the playoffs salvages everything? No. You know what salvages it? Ramos sticking and Matos having a great second half and Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison proving that they can be 2 and 3 in my rotation for next year or 3 and 4 in my rotation for next year, depending on what happens with Blake Snell. Can Camilo Duvall get back to where he was? Something's going on there.
See, here's where I'm at, though. This is why I want them to go all in on this season. And just go to the craft table and go all in. Or if you're playing Texas Hold'em, you say, hey, I'm all in. I'm pushing my chips on the table. Because I need these youngsters playing in big-time playoff games. I need to play the high-stakes games in September. I can't go into September, Shasky, knowing that they're 10 games out of a wild card spot. Saying, oh, well, they're getting that bad, so they're getting I need them playing in games that matter.
Yeah,
because I need to see if these guys can matter in October.
You're talking about Ramos and Bailey.
I'm talking about all these guys. All these guys.
They're not going to play Matos.
And to your point, too, about Bryce, and I get why you're excited about Bryce.
I know. It sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't. But I could sit back here and say, that was the same excitement everybody had for Luciano.
Well,
that's the same excitement everybody had for Casey Schmidt. That was the same excitement everybody had for Hunter Bishop. That's the same excitement I've heard about all these youngsters here. So I'm tired of being excited about what could be. I need the actuality. I need the reality here. And the reality is the pitching needs to get better, but it is attainable to get to these playoffs. If you're Greg Johnson.
Yeah.
And you say the things that you said now, because if you start selling Shasky, now you got everybody going back on their word. Now you got everybody going back in the world lying to us.
Well, no, I think it's also just assessing where you are. Like, let me ask you, is the time to go quote unquote all in now? Or is it probably when you have more of your core playing at the highest level all at one time?
Well, depending what you trade, right? Depending what you trade.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may not need to trade anything, but I'm not trading Bryce, right? But Hunter Bishop, who hasn't been up in the majors yet, and Luciano, if I can get me a bat, like first base,
so
for
you're
example.
Just giving up on Luciano?
Absolutely. For Pete Alonso or Vlad Jr., I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you have a first baseman in the minors who's right. Tearing it up.
Okay, so he can play DH.
And he's
going to
be under team control for 6 years.
But I have Vlad Jr. DH. It's all good.
It's true.
And I can move off of Soler if I need to.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? For pennies on the dollar. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm just a prospect out. I'm tired of hearing about what can happen in the future with this team when I've been hearing the same conversation since 2022. I got to go now and get to the playoffs. If I'm Farhan, if I'm Greg Johnson, if I'm Fleming, I'm all these guys that's talked all this talk about, hey, it's all about the playoffs. That is the goal. We have to get there because anything can happen because we just saw what happened with the Diamondbacks last season. That may be false. That may just be delusional. But I can't go through another year, Shasky, of playing meaningless baseball in the month of September. That's not how you grow this fan base. That's not how you get Richie Rich and his kids to go to the ballpark. They need to see big games at the yard.
I know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.